This is St. Louis Public Radio. Last year's unrest in and around Ferguson took a big toll on small businesses. Some companies suffered a lot of damage. In response, corporate and governmental organizations pulled together two different funds totaling about $1.6 million to help with recovery. Some of the money has helped, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, it may not be enough to repair all the damage.
In the weeks and months following protests throughout the region, more than 50 businesses in Ferguson, Delwood, and the city of St. Louis faced vandalism and lost business. In response, St. Louis's public and private sector set up funds to assist the businesses. Two of the more high-profile efforts are the Small Business Relief Program and the Reinvest North County Fund. Together, the funds have provided roughly $1 million in no-interest loans and grants to dozens of businesses. Rodney Krim's agency, the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, helps run the Small Business Relief Program. He says it's made a difference.
It has been impactful, as you mentioned, not only in repairing windows and that type of thing, physical damage, but also addressing working capital and employment needs for the various businesses.
One of the businesses helped by the fund is Cafe Natasha, a Persian eatery located on South Grand in St. Louis. Vandals smashed nine of the restaurant's windows after the grand jury declined to indict Darren Wilson, but the community rallied behind the restaurant. Customers flocked to partake in the eatery's cuisine, and among other help, it received a $1,500 no-interest loan from the Small Business Relief Program. Cafe Natasha owner Hamish Baromi says the loan helped out her business financially and helped ease her mind during a difficult situation.
It helped a lot to mentally, helped us a lot to not to worry about that, to concentrate and running your business without delay.
For the South Grand Business District, a mixture of community support and recovery funds has helped. The area is bustling with customers a few months after protests subsided. But it's a different story on West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson and Delwood. The charred remains of businesses are everywhere. And that may be hurting places like New York Grill, a restaurant in Delwood that serves up shish kebabs and T-bone steaks to a hungry clientele. Co-owner Muhammad Yacoub says the restaurant sustained some damage after the grand jury decision, but was able to reopen. Still, business is down. And the biggest problem? People don't want to eat at a place surrounded by rubble.
We are hurt for real. You know, we try to get money together just to cover the bank, get money together just to be employee, to get every back normal. But it's really hurt.
New York Grill has received grants and a $15,000 no-interest loan from the Small Business Relief Program. But Jay Kanzler, Yacoub's attorney, says the assistance isn't enough, and insurance may be too slow or insufficient to help out. And even if recovery groups were offering more money, Kanzler says it may not matter if customers are staying away.
If you can't pay your expenses, all the loans in the world aren't helpful. And that's where the problem is, that these businesses need more than what is being offered them.
Rebecca Zoll agrees. And that's notable, since she's helped operate the Reinvest North County Fund.
Now, I'm going to be very frank with you. It's not enough.
She's calling on the state of Missouri to step up
and really come in and help the small business corridor that has been so dramatically impacted in a truly significant and sustainable manner.
There are other efforts to try and turn things around. The Economic Development Partnership is seeking out federal grants to get more resources to North St. Louis County. And St. Louis County's government is in the process of demolishing burned out buildings. But for businesses in and around Ferguson, urgency may be the difference between a robust recovery or ruin. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.